play in an otherwise total result of a holiday.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it.
Ribble FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your local weather forecast for today. Cloudy with rain at times through this morning, though this becoming more showery as we head towards lunchtime, turning drier into this afternoon with perhaps some hazy sunshine. Very mild and remaining breezy in places. Maximum temperature 17 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
FM 106.7, and it is the Food Show with me, Big Phil.
I've just done that.
Just say your name.
It's Lee.
It's Lee.
I've just done that where my glasses are on, and forgetting I've got my glasses, I've gone to like poke me, because I've got this cold, I want to poke my eyes, and like I've now got fingerprints all over my glasses.
And whose fault's that?
Mine, exactly. I get it.
We've also got producer Morgs.
Hello.
Do you want to be producer this week or not?
I'm not really producer, am I?
Morgs.
I'm just Morgs.
Why have you got the best mic stand?
Because
it's the one that goes up and down. And I'm like bowed down like this. What's going on here?
Because we've swapped places.
Yeah, but
you're
why?
In control today.
I'm always in control, but why have I got the rubbish bike? I don't like it. What have we got today?
Food-wise. Today is bonfire night.
It is.
It's the 5th of November.
Remember.
Yeah. So, last night, made some treacle toffee, which we're going to be having a taste of. I also, when you threw your head back then, you got a really big spot on your neck. Anyway, so as well as...
Don't know, need
you're
going to
have a really big spot on your nose in a minute.
Yeah. And I've also made some cinder toffee.
Oh, I'm going to save you doing your cinder toffee again.
Yeah.
Well, let's go
we're going to be having a taste later. But those are like traditional bonfire night treats, aren't they? But... Am I right in thinking it also used to be toffee apples?
Yes.
Was that a bonfire? Yeah. I love toffee apples.
So it's the first time I've had a toffee apple this year for quite some time.
Really?
Yeah.
And where did you get it from?
G got it, me.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not had one for yonks, probably because of the teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are a bit dangerous, aren't they?
Yeah, they are dodgy on the old teeth. Yeah.
Treacle toffee isn't.
Well, I'll be honest, the last time I had a fill-in, which weren't long ago, was it?
No.
It was because of a piece of treacle toffee.
Was it?
My next-door neighbour, every time he goes out in his car, he always has toffees in his car, and he said, "Hey, I've got something for you," and it were a piece of treacle toffee. Bang, filling out. Dentist for 3 hours.
And just a quick one that we'll pause for our... listening public, why do they call it plot toffee? Because it used to be called bonfire plot. That was like old fashioned. And do you know why?
I've never heard that.
Because Guy Fawkes was plotting to blow up the House of Parliament. But the old school name, like I'm talking grandma's and granddad's level, yeah? It was plot toffee.
Leave now.
Your mouth shut and your knife stay still. And then you come and call on me. You say I just can't help myself. I really, really wish I could be somewhere else than here. And I met a girl. She asked me my name. I told her what it was. Exactly what I love. But now I just can't help myself. I really, really wish I could be somewhere else than here. You give me everything I need, but I really, really wish I could be somewhere else. Walked on by. I was catching the sparks that flew from your heels, trying to catch your eye, but that was somewhere. I could be, 'cause I just can't help myself. I really, really wish I could.
Wells here on Ribble FM, and I've got some foodie news for you.
Ooh.
Strap in for this one.
I like it when you come up with foodie news.
Bit weird. It also has got a picture, so I'll show you, obviously. Show you out there. Sorry. But KFC have launched a new Stranger Things burger. Have you ever watched that?
A little bit. Couldn't really get on with it.
I've never done it.
I started
never.
It and just kind of got distracted and watched something else.
Not been my thing, but it seems to be popular with the Utes.
With the Utes?
With the Utes.
What are Utes? You mean youths?
Youths, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, my boys love it. But KFC launched a new Stranger Things burger with a red burger and secret sauce. So just hang on. Visual.
Here we look.
Ooh.
Oh, like the bun's red as well.
Yeah, how weird's that? How do you make red bread?
No, but do you know what?
What's the secret sauce?
Looking at that picture, I actually would like to try that.
Would you?
Yeah.
I probably would try it, to be fair.
Is it available now?
Hang on, I haven't got that for you. Keep your questions till the end.
No, I'm thinking lunchtime. Let's just go and see if they've got one. It's just a Barrow Brook.
Oh, is it near Mackie's?
Mm.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That'd be great if you could go and try that at lunch and then report back on it.
Where is it? I'm trying to find it. People, oh, do you know what? See, this is another thing as well that's annoying me now with fast food places.
Yeah.
The burger on its own.
£11.
£9.49. With regular fries and drink, £10.99.
You see, we're up at like a pub sandwich level now, aren't
it's
we?
It's getting crazy, isn't it?
It's not just cheap fast food anymore, is it?
No, if all three of us went and just got that meal, you're talking £33.
I know.
Yeah. That's crazy, that. Absolutely crazy. But they've also got wings as well, which look absolutely delightful.
Oh,
Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
1, 2, MC Hub is the ultimate place for bikers. Why? Because they offer the best prices, huge choice of stock from all the well-known brands, and most importantly, epic customer service. Browse two floors crammed with anything and everything you may be looking for. Main dealer for RST and an RI service centre. So, come and have a brew, a chat, try stuff on, go home happy. Yeah, it's that easy. Visit MC Hub, just off the M65 at Junction 4, Darwin Services. Signposted all the way, or simply Google MC Hub Darwin.
Premier Chadburn Village Store does exactly what it says on the tin. A local convenience store run by local people that offers the cheapest 24/7 pay at the pump fuel, comprehensive range of groceries, and we're also a pay zone provider for bill payments and mobile top-ups. Open from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. We're here when you need us.
Chadburn Village Store, open when you need us most.
Get the kitchen you've always dreamed of with Ramsbottom Kitchen Company. Right now, you can save up to 50% off selected doors, all in amazing colours. And as we're a NIF Master Partner, you can also get up to £1,100 cash back when you buy three or more NIF appliances before the end of November. For full T's and C's and to see our fantastic range, pop into our showroom today. Your dream kitchen, easy as RKC.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Ooh, I'll get by with a little help from my friends.
Today as well.
Yeah, but do you know what was really... I was sat in the house this morning, and I have to say, let me just really... Because I've got to bring it into context. Breakfast this morning, something really simple. I just had a slice of toast, one rasher of bacon and a fried egg on top. And just that little light breakfast was enough to see me through. But I need that KFC burger now. Anyway, so, talking about food can sometimes help how hungry you feel, can't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty hungry right now.
It's
I'm starving because I overheard your conversation a minute ago.
All right.
When you were in the office.
Yeah.
And I'm sat in here in Studio 2 with Snoop.
When I was talking about what
when
we
you
had.
Were talking. No, when you were talking about getting a baguette and some chili and some cheese.
Oh, you heard that?
I heard it all.
Did you?
I did. Oh. Yeah.
Right, so on Monday night, I made some fajitas, some beef fajitas.
Yeah.
Everybody does chicken. I'm bored. When you go to a proper Mexican, more often than not, it is steak fajitas. That is their main primary one. Yeah. And this sauce that we ended up with was just ridiculous.
It was like a syrup. It was that thick.
But had all those great. And do you know what made the biggest difference?
What?
Fresh lime zest. And I know you think that's a bit over the top, but that lime with all those thick, heavy spices.
I love a bit of limes, in fairness.
Oh, my goodness, it was brilliant. Anyway, as ever, as you do, made far too much. There was still half a pan left of these fajitas. So I said to Morgan, I said, what should we do here? Why don't you just turn it into a chili? Yeah. So the fajitas that were left in the sauce.
The Uncle Ben's comes out.
Are you ready?
Oh, bang,
no.
Done.
No.
Two tins of chopped tomatoes in, mixed it in, yeah? I put some more onion, because there were no onions in the sauce, because obviously your onions are separate, aren't they, with fajitas? So I bashed a load of onions in and just let it simmer to let those fry, because it's always better next day, innit? Next day is today, right? So then I thought, right, now we need some minced beef to create that extra depth, because you're going to eat it as a chili. So what's going to go in for tonight is a pound of minced beef, or 1.2 kilo, whatever they call it, 500 grams, whatever. Minced beef in there, yeah? And you have to cheat. With a chili, you have to cheat. I don't care. So a sachet of chili con carne seasoning. Bosh, get that in.
Wow.
Stir that in.
I never thought I'd hear you say those words.
And then I said, we're not having rice. Nah.
No.
Those baguettes that you bake in the oven.
Yeah.
Bake a couple, split them in half, and then cover them with, like, cheddar and mozzarella.
Bit
and
of
let
garlic.
It melt on, and a bit of garlic.
Garlic butter.
Do you know what I thought you were going to do?
Go on.
Because I've seen it on, it must have been TikTok or Instagram. You know when you're doom scrolling?
You're not going to say a chili sandwich, are you?
No. Oh. Although I would do a chili sandwich, I'd stick anything on a sandwich, you know me.
That's a sloppy Joe, isn't it? Is that a sloppy Joe?
Yeah, sloppy Joe butter.
I think so. It's getting
sloppy
one of those
Joe butter.
Garlic baguettes.
Yeah.
You know, that are cut.
Oh, the pre-sliced ones.
Yeah. Filling it with a bit of chili in each segment, and then cheesing over the top, and then under the grill, is what I thought you were going to do. So every time you peel
No, just thought of it. Oh, my goodness. So one of those sliced garlic baguettes, yeah, on the plate, pour chili all over it, yeah?
Then cover with cheese.
Then grated cheese on top, bang it on the grill.
That's basically what you've just said, isn't it, Phil?
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
I think we're a proper baguette.
Yeah.
Rather than a rubbishy garlic bread one.
Sorted.
Oh, I think that should be lunch.
So there's no point in going for KFC now.
No.
Bye.
We'll just do that. I'm not afraid to die. 106.7 Ribble FM. Oh, we're going to be down a man very, very quickly.
That whistle's going to disappear too.
Song's coming up, yeah, it is. And that's going to vanish before he gets executed. Have we finished? Coming up, we've got songs from Ricky Martin and Olivia Dean. But first, it's one from Mariah Carey. Because she has said...
What? Mariah who?
Mariah Carey.
All right.
She has said it's time. But don't worry, it's not that song.
Oh.
FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Uh-oh, sounds like your car's just thrown in the towel. But don't panic, head to Ribble Valley Checkered Flag in Chapman. They're your local, no-nonsense garage. Honest, reliable and reasonably priced. From MOTs to mystery clunks and bangs, they'll have you back on the road faster than you can say, pass me a spanner, hop in and see the team today, or give them a bell. Your car will say thank you. Ribble Valley Checkered Flag. Fixing motors, not breaking banks.
Has your home been spray foamed and now you're stuck? Missold insulation that's causing damp in your loft, blocking your mortgage, or making your house unsellable? You were told it was for the best, but now it's a costly mistake. Eco Giants are here to fix it. We safely remove spray foam and restore your home's value. Call Eco Giants today on 01200 411 830 or head to our website ecogiants.co.uk and fill in a form. Your home deserves better.
Summer is here, and so is the Shackleton's Home and Garden Summer Sale. Ready to transform your outdoor space? Get up to 50% off on stunning lifestyle garden sets like the Aruba Lounge, Salama Dining and Bermuda Corner Suites, in stock and ready now. Plus, enjoy 15% off all rugs, perfect to style your patio. And don't miss the free electric upgrade on selected Himola recliners. Shackleton's Home and Garden, Chapman. Shop online or drop by our showroom today. Shackleton's. Experience different.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Yeah.
We've all
you said you were sorting the music out and you left that in.
Absolutely.
You're in La Vida Loca.
Banger.
No.
Absolute banger.
Ricky Martin. No. Yeah, well, let's put it this way. I might be short of cheese for my sandwich later. Ricky Martin is proper cheese.
My mum loved that song and she's no longer with us, so right. I played it for her.
Oh, don't
her
even
memory.
Give me that. Don't you dare roll that one out. No. No, I'm not having it. Right, in terms of places we went to eat last week, can you remember any of them?
Oh, no, that's a good shout.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I can remember one.
Which
one? That might have been the week before, though.
Go on.
When we went for a chippy over in over at Sister Station Gaff.
Yeah.
Belfields.
Yeah.
We did that.
And we talked about haddock or cod.
Oh, cod, we did, correct. Mm.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
And... well, in the shop...
You'd have struggled, you weren't there.
Who I say would be the learned people, said that haddock is more meaty and not just as, like, fish-tasting.
Well, they said there's a massive difference. Now, I don't think I could tell you any different.
Well, no, because you've got a bland palate.
Well, absolutely. But having said that, that corned beef hash wasn't bad last week. I've got to give you that.
Thank you.
I've got to give you that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, actually...
So, let's just nail it now. If when you went in, you just said, yeah, fish and chips and curry, please.
Yep.
And the regular fish was haddock. Whereas it used to be the other way around.
Mm.
It used to be the regular fish was cod.
Which
one's
a good
one? You
had
to request haddock.
Haddock is better.
Oh,
haddock by a long shot.
But at the same time, they can pump the price up a little bit when they're using haddock.
Well, who else?
And do you know another little tip that I learned as well from a good friend of mine who used to have a... You remember Kelbrook Chippy, don't you?
Oh, my goodness me, yes, I do.
People that say, no, I'm just trying to watch me weight a little bit. I'll have a lightly battered. The worst thing you can do. And do you know why? Simon explained it to me. If you put light batter on... within the first minute, the oil has got through the batter and it's on
the fish. Yeah.
And it's penetrating into the fish.
Whereas, do you know that when you do the proper fish, full batter, the oil never touches the fish.
It steams it
because it's cooking the batter. And the steam that comes off the batter steams the fish.
So basically what I'm hearing is we go to the chippy and we're basically eating healthy.
Yeah.
Because we're having steamed fish and potatoes.
And if you don't want to eat all the batter, peel it off.
Absolutely not. Batter's best bit. Yeah. Toss to me.
Looks like we're making up for lost time. Need you to spell it out for me. Bossing over on all night. It's like a type of alchemy. Introduce me to your best friend. I can come and slide right in.
on this Wednesday afternoon, I'm going to cause absolute ruptions now. So as ruptions. We know, right, he's going to kill me. Not him, not you, somebody else. As we know, it is the Cricket Club bonfire this Friday. Mm. Always a mega do. However, I must say, I had no off Chloe today. Tickets are almost gone. No ticket, you're not coming on, right? And it's not just about standing on the street and watching the fireworks. It's the atmosphere that we have inside the ground. It's brilliant. Anyway, one of the very many food stalls that is there, right, makes kebabs. You and I have talked about it, Phil.
We have.
You've had one. Morgs has had one.
Oh.
Tahir's lamb kebabs.
Right? Yeah, 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 yeah.
And what I did was I told Phil about that time when we went down. I said, no, I'm really hungry. Can you put me a chicken one in? And he went, yeah, of course
No. The next step up that you did, when you crumbled the samosa in.
So he put a chicken one in, and then I said, do you know what? Crumble the samosa on top. So if you want something really different, get down to the Clitheroe Market, go and sit to here at the Indian Street food store, and ask him for a Ribble FM special kebab.
I don't know why we do this show, it just makes me hungry.
I know. In fact, we could go down to Tahir's now.
Is market open today?
Let's get it. What the...
Is it...
No, but Tahir will be.
Wednesday.
Oh, has he got one of the little proper shops? Right, that's it. Because, yeah, we've got about 5 seconds left, so ta-ra.
Oh, ta-ra.
All right, ta-ra.
Four little words just to get me along. It's a difficulty and I'm biting on my tongue. And I keep stalling and keeping it together. People around gotta find something to say now. Hey. They call me Help. They call me Stacey. They call me Her. They call me Jane. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Quite, but I'm a liar. Mary Jo Lisa, always the same. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. I'll miss the catch if they throw me the ball. I'm the last chip standing up against the wall. Keep falling these heels that keep me boring. Getting clamped up and sitting on the fence now. So alone all the time and I lock myself away. Listen to me, I'm not. Though I'm dressed up, out and all, with everything considered, they forget my name. Hey. They call me Help.
You call.
I think of you. When I think of you.